You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. This is episode 776. As always, we thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. Thank you again for the reviews. I've been reading them, and I really appreciate you sending them. Just go to iTunes, or if you download podcasts from Stitcher or other places, don't be afraid to leave us a review. It really does help other people find the show, and we really appreciate it. Also, if you like the information you hear on the show, you find it useful, then I would ask you to do something else. Go to droneu.education, that is a website, droneu.education, and I want you to look around, check out all the content that's on there. There's over 29 classes, there's forms on getting night waivers, on getting all kinds of waivers, there's forms on helping your business out. There is a group and a community who's willing to help you get answers to your questions. Make sure to check it out. All right, let's hear the question for today.
Hey, Paul and Rob, this is Carl Hinkle from Albuquerque. I was the guy that went through the SUAS class, the level one thermography class in December in Vegas, and wearing the Drone You Fly-In shirt, trying to get my business off the ground. I've already got the infrared camera, but I need help trying to get customers. I need a little help trying to get started. Thank you so much again, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Carl, thank you very much for the question, and you're not alone, bud. There are a lot of people in your position who are doing all the right things, or a lot of the right things, and they're just needing a little help, maybe waiting for that big break. So, I don't know, what advice do you have for them, Paul? How's he going to go get this business that he's looking for?
He's got to know what he's doing. So with, I mean, he's talking about thermography. I'm guessing he's got an XT camera. He's got the certification, and now he's like, what do I do? Well, listeners, do you hear this? This is a deliverable that you would give to a commercial roofing company who needs to have annual inspections done in addition to damage reports done. And this one actually came from a company here in Albuquerque. They're rebuilding the roofs in Dearborn, Michigan, and that's why I have this document here.
Interesting.
I thought I lost it for a long time, but I found it cleaning out my office a couple weeks ago. Anyway,
it's amazing what a little spring cleaning will do for you.
It sure is. But anyway, as far as going after clients, you got to find clients. You know, we talked about this in our sales webinar. You got to find clients who know what they're looking for. They know what they need. They don't need to be educated. That way you can just go in, shebang, shebang, get a job, and move on. But you've got to know what are they being given. So what they're being given is our maps. Siri doesn't understand maps. It's okay. No worries, Siri. But anyway, in this deliverable, they've got the name of the company. It's a roof diagnostic survey, how infrared surveys work, how a moisture density meter works, and kind of explain thermography a little bit here. And then they go into just straight up pictures of sections of the roof that have been marked off. They've got a visual picture and a thermal picture, and they showcase the size of the area, the percentage of how wet it is, and then just provide those areas to the commercial roofing company itself. Now, you can actually make some pretty good money, especially if you swim with the big fish and you go after the big fish. But guys, this really comes down to relationships. I mean, I wonder if this is the famous Hinkle. He said his name was Carl Hinkle. I wonder if he's part of the Hinkle Law Group or the Hinkle Family Fund Center.
I wonder. Trying for a second or third career here.
Yeah. But either way, Mr. Hinkle, there are a lot of things you could be doing with thermal cameras. Roof inspections are obviously really big here in New Mexico because we have these big flat roofs, which I know it's a style thing, but it's not very practical, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'll never buy a house with a flat roof, just saying. But that being said, there's a lot of opportunity here in the Southwest for roofing inspections.
Yeah, it seems to me that in terms of getting business, as Paul alluded to, obviously relationships, that's going to be very, very important. And I think the big thing, and I'm sure you talked about this on the webinar, I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but you've got to figure out what kind of problem the clients that you want need solved. And I think with drones, there are a lot of different ways that you can do that, particularly using the infrared and the different tools that you seem to have. And then if you can perhaps do trial runs with your own roof or whatever it is that you're trying to do and create reports and things like this that you can share with the clients that you're looking to get to where. So number one, you've got to understand the clients, right? You've got to know what their needs are, what's going to make their life better, what's going to save them money, what's going to make them more money. Those are the things that are going to be really, really important to them.
That's so important. Yeah. I mean, when you're going into these sales meetings, you're first just creating relationships with people. Why do they do what they do? Why do they enjoy what they do? If they could be doing anything, what is it? If they could make their business better or more efficient, how would they want to do that? I mean, you know, get into the nitty gritty. But when you're talking about sales, it's got to be very poignant. It's got to be a dollarized amount. If I give you this product for X dollars, I'm reducing liability in X ways. So with commercial roofing, it's there's not someone on the roof. I'm on the ground. I can't fall off the roof if I'm not on the roof.
Right.
Number two, I can get this information to you a lot faster, thus, you know, eliminating the time it takes to do a typical roofing survey, which it's not technically a survey, so don't get caught up in the jargon here. Which is about, you know, let's say half the time. So what is that time worth to you? Let's say I can do the job for a little bit cheaper. My deliverables are similar. Is that worth it, you know, to you?
Yeah.
If I can save you on those three reciprocals of your business or verticals of your business, is that something that's worth your time in discussing on whether you would be interested in making your business more efficient and more cost effective?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of think of it as, let's say you're trying to get a job and there's a company that you really, really, really want to work for. I think conventional wisdom, most people would do this if they actually want to get the job, but they're going to do a deep dive and research that company. They're going to understand the industry. They're going to understand what makes them tick to the extent that they can. They're going to understand the culture. They're going to understand what their profit centers are, where their revenue comes from, what are their expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the same kind of thing, whether you start on a macro level with an industry that you're going after, or whether you go deeper and you start looking at a specific company, because each company is going to have its own idiosyncrasies and issues that you can understand and learn that are going to help you get that person as a client. And I can tell you this, the vast majority of the people that you're going to be competing with are not going to do those kinds of deep dives on an industry and or a company or set of companies. So if you do those things and then you can articulate your knowledge about them and how you can help them, I think you're giving yourself a huge leg up on getting the clients that you want.
And I think it's also really important to dictate who those clients are. You know, the quadrant of clients, the type of jobs you want to be working. So I think the first thing, Mr. Hinkle, is that you need to figure out who are the clients you want to work for, the four quadrants of clients. Low profit, low maintenance, high profit, high maintenance, high profit, high maintenance, low profit. What types of jobs do those look like? Commercial roofing inspections. Maybe I want to do solar inspections. There's a lot that you can do with solar inspections here. You know, maybe the government needs infrastructure and they need qualitative and maintenance reports, you know, on bridge inspections. You got to get in with the right people and make those connections. I think it's just so critical. And
so by the way, there's a huge need right there with the infrastructure age that our country is dealing with, or the age of the infrastructure of our country.
True.
I would think there's a huge opportunity there.
I think so too.
Both in terms of inspecting what's already there now, that a lot of which needs to be updated and upgraded, all the way to the new construction and doing the drone work that goes along with that. So there's just a ton of opportunity.
Home inspections, if you want to work with the right home inspector who's willing to say, we'll give you a mold analysis or we'll give you a foundation analysis, and you fly around the foundation and you just look for cracks in the foundation. I mean, that could be a little tiny tool for a home inspector that you could provide. The home inspector gets more value and they have now a new, what is it called? Unique sales factor or competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things you can do. You just have to be creatives and sit down and say, okay, I could do this, 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 and this. Who do I need to work for? Where do they meet and what associations are they in? How can I meet them? How can I make a presentation on them? What marketing materials am I going to give them? Am I just going to give them a business card and a nice handshake, or am I going to slap them across the face with some epic marketing and say, how can I make your business better? I mean, like, literally, how are you going to do it?
Yeah, I want to be there for that.
Well, you can change my...
Your vernacular?
You can change business card to say CTO.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. The final sales tip of the show.
No, but I think for the final sales tip, you got to understand something, that in equating a dollarized amount to your business and the value that you're going to present to them, the efficiency that they'll gain with the monetary and time savings are all very important. But you also understand that in the concept of dollarized equations, when you're giving them what is the true value of the service or product that you're giving them, you also have to figure out what is the personal what is the personal and emotional side of things? Because oftentimes there is always an emotional side to the sales, whether it's business or whether it's personal. Oftentimes they're interlinked. Now that can mean that someone is trying to get ahead in the corporate ladder and they want some cool new thing to showcase to their managers about how they're helping the business. You could be it. Someone could be a new business owner to an existing family business that has been in business for decades, and now they're a new young guy and they need to feel like they're doing something to really help scale the business for their family and make an important factor. I mean, that is an emotional thing. You don't know it, but oftentimes you can have a much larger emotional impact than you would ever understand. Mm-hmm. So it's important to know that. But it's also important to know what is the black swan. So when you are meeting with someone in a negotiation or a sale or a sales meeting, it's really important to listen, because there is always an underlying variable in the meeting that you may not know about. It could be business, it could be family, the guy could be on a divorce, like in the midst of a divorce, could have just caught his wife cheating on him. I mean, you never know. I mean, there are always things going on. So you got to figure out what the black swan is. And the black swan is the unknown unknown, the thing that is going to affect your meeting, whether it's sales, negotiation, you're buying something, whatever it is. It's always going to affect your meeting, no matter what. And whether you know it or not is the big thing. That is the black swan, is what is really driving this meeting.
Yeah, and I think to hear what you're saying, a lot of folks are going to say, how in the world am I supposed to know what the black swan is? And you basically told them, and that's by being a really good listener and reading between the lines.
Yeah.
And actually, nowadays, by doing some research, you might be able to find something out as far as Facebook, Instagram, all those different social media outlets that are out there. People's lives, maybe unfortunately, are plastered all over there. But generally speaking, it's really becoming a good listener and reading between the lines of what people are actually saying.
So important.
Yeah.
So important. So it is. Anyway, I think we did a good job there. If as far as coaching is concerned, we haven't been doing many coaching calls, have we?
We have not. We have not. That's just a resources issue.
Gotcha. Well, maybe we should add that into our pro level membership that's coming out, or certified level membership that's coming out.
Anyway, indeed.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for leaving us a review. And if you haven't become a member yet, you should check it out, droneu.education. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneu.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. For they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.